From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. For the first time since a school shooting resulted in the deaths of 17 people, the U.S. House of Representatives has taken action on a school safety bill that authorizes $500 million over 10 years for grants to improve training and coordination between schools and local law enforcement and help identify signs of potential violence before they occur. John Rutherford is a Republican representative from the U.S. state of Florida where the shooting occurred.
There's still much more work to be done, but the best way to keep our students and teachers safe is to give them the tools and the training to recognize those warning signs to prevent violence from ever entering our school grounds. This bill aims to do just that, Mr. Speaker.
Ted Deutsch is a Democrat who is a representative of the same state.
This bill, the Stop School Violence Act, is a good bill. It will not solve our gun problem. It won't ban bump stocks or require Americans be 21 to buy a gun or fix our broken background check system or get weapons of war, the weapons of choice for mass shooters, off our streets and out of our communities. But it will help troubled students that need help get help, and it will help teachers and law enforcement identify potential threats before it's too late.
Thousands of U.S. students walked out of classes at mid-morning Wednesday to protest the lack of congressional action to combat gun violence. U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State with CIA Director Mike Pompeo comes just days after the president surprised many by announcing his plans to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the near future. Korea experts and other foreign policy analysts disagree on what impact having a new chief U.S. diplomat will have on the likelihood that the summit will ever happen, but they do say that Pompeo will likely have a very challenging period. This is VOA News. Britain announced reprisals against Moscow after it shrugged off demands to explain how a deadly Soviet-era nerve agent came to be used in an English town to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia.
The United Kingdom will now expel 23 Russian diplomats who have been identified as undeclared intelligence officers. They have just 1 week to leave.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announced the retaliation to a packed House of Commons. She said her government will draft legislation to protect Britain from hostile state activity and consider new anti-espionage measures. Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning, and before May's statement, the Kremlin warned that British reprisals would be met with a firm Russian response.
We believe this is a real, very serious provocation, and of course we are not ready to talk in the way of the ultimatums.
The Skripals remain hospitalized in critical condition, while European Union leader Donald Tusk has called on U.S. President Donald Trump to maintain long-standing transatlantic relations that have been increasingly strained since Mr. Trump announced stiff trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. The president still maintains that tariffs are necessary to protect U.S. security. Tusk said that there's still time to improve relations and urged Mr. Trump to deliver on his promise to exempt real friends from the tariffs. The UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights reports it is making progress in setting up a new system to monitor and document human rights violations in North Korea.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is moving ahead with the so-called accountability project for the DPRK, which was mandated last year by the UN Human Rights Council. The project calls for establishing a central data bank where information and evidence of human rights abuse in North Korea can be stored. Deputy High Commissioner Kate Gilmore, who has updated the Council on progress, says a high-level expert to lead the project has been appointed, and hiring is underway for 4 more staff members who will be based in Seoul and Geneva. She says work has begun on the electronic repository, the first independent and comprehensive information system on human rights violations committed in North Korea.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA in Geneva. Escalating street protests by Iranians against water shortages in a rural part of central Iran have inspired more domestic criticism of the government's handling of the nation's water resources. Overseas-based human rights groups say the protests by farmers began last month and escalated later. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.